And turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is... I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing.
In many respects, if you are of apparent African ancestry at all, you're black. Doesn't mean, Plessy versus Ferguson. The plaintiff in that case was a quote, black person who was 7/8 white. Didn't matter.
Just as I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Imagine, the date is August 28, 1963. You stand in front of thousands of people, black and white alike, delivering a speech on race relations. Imagine being a representative for people who look like you. People who have very seldom had a voice before you came along. Now imagine this. More than half a decade later, about 50 years after you've sacrificed your life speaking on such a taboo subject, little to nothing has changed. If anything, the problem is even worse than before.
I don't think so, no. Just like there shouldn't be a Black History Month. You know, we're Americans, period.
They'll always pick the lighter, you know? They'll always pick the ones that look, like I said before, like J-Lo's and Shakira's and stuff.
I don't see that. Like,
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio screwing up the n- word. I hope everybody heard it.
So they did, and I'll say it again. If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race.
Because now, instead of people of different races being pitted against one another, it's people of the same race. The people who look like you. Welcome to 21st Century America, where colorism is more prevalent than it has ever been. After years of black people fighting for freedom, acceptance, and standing together as one people, we've turned our backs on each other. We did the one thing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. asked us not to do. We judge each other based on the color of our skin. Colorism is defined as deliberate discrimination amongst individuals with darker skin and coarser hair, especially among those of the same race. And trust me, there is no community more colorist than the black community. It wasn't until recently that a white classmate insisted that I was too fair to be all black that the topic really hit home. I decided it was my duty to educate the ignorant and speak up about something that is rarely addressed in the black community.
Which doll is the ugly doll? Why is that doll ugly?
Because he's black.
Unfortunately, what you just heard was a harsh reality. Colorism impacts not only teens and adults, but children alike. Kids as young as 4 have been exposed to discrimination due to the media and their environment. I would say I'm knowledgeable and passionate on the topic, but I can't provide scientific support on it. That's where Jen O'Hara comes into play. Jen O'Hara, a Wilmington psychologist who graduated from Rowan University with her master's in psychology, provided me with her view on the subject.
I would definitely say color is one of the biggest things, and it just kind of dates back to all throughout U.S. history. I think there's still a lot of people who are stuck in our past.
I talked to Mount Pleasant health teacher Frank Kerwood, and he shared his thoughts on the topic.
Yes, I do believe that it is common for people to discriminate against people of struggles and similar backgrounds. We live in a society where people, you know, judge by a lot of different things. You know, the shoes that you have on your feet, the label on your shirt, if you have the newest, you know, Jordans or Air Maxes.
Yes, this type of discrimination is everywhere, but we have hopes that it won't last forever.
I hope not. I hope that only continues to push us as a human race into the right direction of acceptance and respect.
For WMPH, I'm Aya.